All right, Tavo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're continuing now in Perek Yud Aleph in the Siras Yisharim. So we left off. In the red edition. Bless you. It's page Kuf Chof, section Tes. So remember, again, we're going through all the different things. That individuals go ahead and sometimes don't even realize that we're doing wrong. And in this particular chapter, which is titled Prati Hanikius, trying to cleanse oneself, so we're trying to figure out again those things that sometimes we overlook. So Vihine Gam Shmirash has Shabbosos Yomim Tovim Rabbihi. Another area where ultimately one has to be vigilant is in keeping Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because remember again, there are many details associated with Shabbos and Yom Tov. And as the Gemara says, there are a great number of halachos associated with Shabbos. Remember, Shavos refers to Divrei D'Rabbanon. Rabbinic law, Afa Pishim Divrei Chachamim Heim Ikarim Heim. Even though again they're only quote unquote rabbinic, nevertheless they're important foundations. V'chein Amru. The Olam Al Tehi Shavus Kala Be'inecha. And that's why Chazal said that a Shavus, rabbinic law, should never be light in your eyes. Shahari Smicha Shavus. Because again, on one hand, we say that Smicha, remember again, Smicha is the act of leaning on an animal. So the idea, remember again, so Smicha, that part of the halacha is that before you go ahead and you offer up a karban, you have to Smicha, you have to go ahead and rest your hand on the animal. Now on Shabbos, we don't do smicha because, well, actually say it's machlokas. So the act of smicha, remember, one of the issues on Shabbos is one is not supposed to be mishtamesh in balichai. One is not supposed to go ahead and use animals on Shabbos. There's a concept of shisas behimo, which means the animal is supposed to be at rest as well. So it's an interesting machlokas as to whether or not there is a prohibition of smicha on Shabbos. Can you do smicha on animal on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, "Shari smicha shivu." So we nechluk about gedolei hadar. And there's a machlokas in the Gemara as to whether or not we go out and we do smicha. But ulam prati hadin lemachlokosam mevuarim heim etzel aposkim b'sifrehim. The kulam shavim lechavosinu bam ulezihiros hamitzdarich. So we'll say again. Remember, without getting into all the details of this particular machlokas, suffice it to say that the fact that this is a machlokas indicates to us the incredible intensity of Hilchos Shabbos, the idea that even something that is of a sacrificial nature is fundamentally part of a machlokas. Stephen. Perfect. So the Gemara says, "Umasha kasha al ha'amon shmiraso hi hashvisa mina esek umedaber b'maso matanam." So we'll say, remember again, now, one area where everyone struggles with on Shabbos, not everyone, one area that is difficult for the multitudes of Shemira Shabbos is he says, to go ahead and disconnect from one's business. Because again, remember, obviously, not working on Shabbos, so that we understand. But what he's referring to over here is speaking about business matters on Shabbos. Ba'ulam, remember again, the Navi itself is explicit in terms of the prohibition to speak about one's business matters on Shabbos. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "V'chi badito me'asos derechecha mimtzo chafatzecha chafatzecha v'daber davar." You shall honor the Shabbos me'asos derechecha from not doing your normal things, mimtzo chafatzecha from seeking out that which you want, v'daber davar, and speaking same words. In other words, that the Navi is saying that on Shabbos, one is supposed to speak differently than one speaks throughout the rest of the year. So I should say the rest of the week. Throughout the week, a person is engaged in their business matters. That's what they speak about. That's what we're supposed to speak about. You know, the Stas Emes comments, he says, the Pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Ta'asa Malachtacha, which means that for 6 days, you are supposed to work. And for 6 days, you're supposed to be heavily involved. Ger Chassidus, this is a big thing, that the Rebbe says that it's not foreign. In many of the Hasidic sects, there is an incredible emphasis on work, and only certain individuals devote their times to learn. It's like that in Satmar, it's like that in Vizhnitz, it's like that in Geret. Very interesting. In any event, so the Sas Emma says, Sheshis Yamim Tasam Lachtecha, for 6 days you're supposed to work. So therefore again, and then on the seventh day, ultimately one is supposed to disconnect. So the Navi explicitly says that on Shabbos, it's not just enough not to work, but you shouldn't speak about work as well. Ba'klalu, shekol ma she'asur b'Shabbos la'asoso. The klal is that whatever you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, asur lehishtadl ba'avuro o la'askiro b'fiv. So what's the klal is, if you're not allowed to do it, you're also not allowed to speak about it. So therefore, I will say, therefore, again, it is usher to go ahead and, let's say, examine one's properties on Shabbos to see what you need to do for them on Sunday. Or for that matter, to go ahead and, you know, again, at the final hours of Shabbos, to walk to the entranceway of the city in order that I could leave the city at night, in order to get to the Merchatz, is the bathhouse. He says, "Ve'asru lomar davar ploni eselamachar," and a person is not permitted to say, "Oh, I'll do this thing tomorrow." Meaning, you're not permitted to make arrangements for your business for the next day. Oh, schora plonis eknelamachar v'chein kol kiyotzi bazeh, or I'm going to go ahead and purchase this particular object tomorrow. Anything. So mostly the point is, on Shabbos, you can't make preparations ultimately again for the next day for what you're going to be doing for your business. V'hine adata, but suggest you should know again, this rabbinic prohibition that he's referring to of things that may lead to mekach u'memkar is probably one of the most far-reaching rabbinic prohibitions on Shabbos, because Chazal understood how connected a person is to their business, how connected a person is to work. So Chazal clearly had to put in additional almost fail-safes in order to make sure that a person would not go ahead and end up transgressing. So for example, you know, the post can bring down that one is not supposed to read the business section on Shabbos. Right, one is not supposed to read the business. Why? Because ultimately, again, reading the business section on Shabbos ultimately roots one to business dealings. That's actually part of a much greater prohibition, or a greater, I should say, rabbinic prohibition of ksiva. There's a general concern of certain things that may lead you to writing. So one of those things happens to be reading about business materials. You know, we'll say certainly not a isvedar isa, not a biblical prohibition, but understood from the context that a person's supposed to don't worry about it, right? But understood from the context that a person's supposed to try to distance themselves in order to make Shabbos a little bit different. So let's go back to this. V'hine adheina dibarti min ktsas ha-mitzvos ma sha'anu roem she'bnei ha'adam nechshamim bam bohem ala rov u'me'ilen nilmad l'chol shar lavim. Shabbos says, so says Ramchal, what I've given you throughout this chapter is a whole bunch of different mitzvos that people sometimes, that many people stumble over. Now obviously, says Ramchal, by no means is this list exhaustive. There are many other mitzvot / averos that people are not vigilant enough with, and that people make mistakes with. He says, "Umeilin yom alachol ashar laven she'in lecha iser she'in lo anafim upratim." We'll say, what's the take-home message? That every single prohibition has multiple offshoots and branches. Mehem chamurim umehem kalim. Some of them stringent, some of them a little bit more lenient. We'll say, here is the most important phrase. This is what you should bold. Someone who wants to be nucky. Someone ultimately, again, wants to live a life of nikios, a life of spiritual cleanliness and purity. Sometimes what we do in life is we identify for ourselves what are quote unquote the important areas. And what are de facto the secondary areas. And we're vigilant and we're careful with the important areas, and we're a little bit more lax with the secondary areas. Says Ramchal, we can't live that way. A person has to strive for nikios, for spiritual cleanliness in all areas. And I will say, do we accomplish that immediately? No, it's a process and it's a journey. But the first thing is not allowing myself to create my Judaic hierarchies and telling myself, this is important, this is a little bit less important. Everything is important. Just some things I'm able to work on now, some things I'm not able to work on yet. But the idea is, The idea ultimately is that I'm supposed to be naki, I'm supposed to be spiritually clean and tar in every single area. Ultimately, again, we're supposed to say that literally it means your wool or your teeth are as white as the wool of the lamb. Just like the lamb is known for its tznius, right? It's known ultimately, again, for its modesty. So to again, even when we went out to war with Minyan, we also were tzenu and kosher. Rafun b'shem Rav Acha Amar Shelo Hiktim Echa Mehem Tefillin Shalosh LeTefillin Shal Yad. Jose, listen to this. What does it mean that we were tzenua? That we were careful to never put on the Tefillin Shalosh before the Tefillin Shal Yad. Sheilu Hiktim Echad, because if for some reason one had switched the order, Lo Haya Moshe Mishabchon Velo Hayu Yotzim Misham B'Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately again would not have praised them, and they would not have been able to go out B'Shalom. And I was about to say, what does that mean? The Gemara Maseches Sota discussed this a little bit differently. The Gemara Maseches Sota says that the Torah says before they went out to war, so mi ha'ish hayoy v'rach levav. Who is the person who is scared? Who is the person who is scared of the Averos in his hands? So the Gemara says, like what? Scared like what? So the Gemara says, the Gemara's example was that he speaks between Tefillin Shal Yad and Tefillin Shal Rosh. Well, said the idea that and if such a person, can you imagine if such a person spoke between Tefillin Shal Yad and Tefillin Shal Rosh, they wouldn't go out to war. Meaning, if you had any Avera, you did not go out to war. Of course, that begs the question, who went out to war? Right? So that, we'll get to when we get to Sota Mir Hashem. But the idea over here is that, again, the idea of Nikios is that we strive to be spiritually clean in every area. V'chein Amr, let's just finish the paragraph. V'chein Amr B'Yerushalmi, HaMesaper Ben Yishtabach Liyotzer. We'll say, get ready for this. One who speaks between Yishtabach and Yotzer, if a person speaks between Yishtabach and Baruchu, Avera Hi Biyado. This is a sin. V'chozer Aleha Me'archei HaMilchama. And you do not go out to war. We'll say, do you understand what this means? If you talk during davening, so again the Gemara says specifically, he says Ben Yotzer, between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. But I will say, you know, again, the commentaries on the Gemara say it wasn't just between Yishtabach and Yotzer. If one speaks during Chazaras Hashatz, if one spoke during Pesukei Dezimra, so again Chazal say you would not go out to war for such a sin like that. The Chozer Allah Me'arche Melchama. I will say again, now what is that? Now, actually, there's a lot to say on that in terms of what that means. I'm not going to get into it now. But the idea, the way that Ramchal is using it, is that Nikios means that people often think, well, you know what, the truth is, it's been a good day. Why? I haven't committed immorality or worshipped idolatry. So I've avoided the big three, which I will say is an accomplishment. There's no shiloh about that. There are plenty of people that don't avoid those things on a daily basis. So Baruch Hashem, Zachinu, if we have, but that's not the spiritual paradigm that we aim for. What we ultimately aim for is for true and full nekius, absolute, pure spiritual cleanliness. Hari l'cha, ad heichon tzarech la'agiyah, ha'diktuk v'anekius ha'mitim ha'masim. From here we see how much a person has to strive to try to go ahead and really reach a level of diktuk, meticulousness, nekios, cleanliness within one's actions, and to make sure that one is truly spiritually clean and spiritually pure. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up the Meretz Hashem page Kupchav Beis tomorrow. You better, that's right. Gavoyim, that's it. It applies to Gavoyim. Is it cool? Just don't put up with Beyond 69. I listen to you if you say it. It's not true.
I'm the complainer guy. I'm older.